Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, yeah. I will ignore the fact that you are wearing sunglasses inside.
They're lightly tinted sunglasses, though, and I like the way my eyes feel with them, if you don't mind. Can you see my eyes, at least, in the lightly tinted, or are they totally obscured?
they're obscured. There's just something queer about wearing sunglasses inside.
As I always say, I love to start the show with a compliment.
Oh, listen, who am I to judge for? Listen, the most handsome man out of all of us is about to be introduced right now.
That's right.
No, not you.
No, the other guy.
Philip J. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I think the sunglasses compliment the shirt nicely.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Danny.
Daddy.
And all the ships at sea. Hey, it's another program that features no coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we try for coitus, though.
Yeah, we try every day.
Yeah. And thank you, Robbie. It's a new show. Today is Thursday, April 6th, and our telephone number, 1-877-365-3636. Sunglasses are not. Glad that you're here. Know that you're battling the flu today.
Is this the music that you've been searching for?
No, this is from Get Shorty.
I like this. Yeah, I think this fits the opening of the show.
But this gets played a lot.
Yeah, it does, but it has that, you know, anything that makes us closer to the movies.
Well, listen, when we finally get the album that I'm looking for, if you don't like it, we can switch back to this.
So you haven't found the great song that you're seeking for?
I haven't found it. Been too busy.
All right.
Too busy writing questions. questions for what's his name? For the little kid.
Doing your broadcast journalism.
For Elian Gonzalez.
That's right.
Centoya out today.
Yes, because, you know, that's happening right in our backyard here in Washington, D.C., and it's important that we tap into the news of the day.
You know, I mentioned yesterday that I frankly could give a rat's ass about all the coverage of this kid, but now that it's here in our backyard...
That's right.
We felt that we had to get on board. The kid's dad arrived at the local airport, at Dulles Airport this morning, and now the dad is holed up in a house about 30 minutes from where we do the show every day.
I think he's at a diplomat's house, a Cuban diplomat's house in Bethesda, Maryland. Right?
And they're all swarming there. I mean, yes. The press, the protesters, the hangers-on, the people in the neighborhood. So we sent Toya out with the tape recorder today, and we gave her six questions.
Six significant questions that we feel will really tap into the entire Cuban-American crisis.
And it's Toya's first chance to do some real investigative reporting. And plus, when she goes out there, she gets to say, "Hi, I'm Toya from CBS Radio."
Absolutely. And, you know, she gets a big thrill doing that.
Can I ask you a question? So we will be hearing those questions and those responses in just a moment. Also today on the show, it's the return of Match Game 2000.
I love that game.
That's a good one.
Yes.
I know that... That probably is the sole reason you ended up coming to work today, right?
No, the sole reason I ended up coming to work today is the reason I always end up coming to work today. It's the Irish thing. It's Irish guilt. It's Irish guilt that I just, you know, like to be here. If I'm not here, no matter what, I would be thinking about being here, and I would feel worse not being here than I feel here, so that's why I'm here.
Well, we're glad that you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too, even though I don't. This look, you know, just for everybody, including the people that saw me in the hallway, okay, this is not the normal look, all right? This is a comfort look. The sunglasses, I'm wearing this T-shirt that I'm wearing outside. I normally tuck my T-shirt in. I'm trying to be comfortable.
And you have on the black hard shoes with no socks.
But I showered.
I know.
Okay?
That's good. Did you do the other thing you mentioned?
Yes, I did.
You did? Oh, good. Well, good.
Absolutely.
You know, I find that
I didn't do that. I was thinking about that.
That always makes me feel better.
Yeah.
When I'm not feeling well. A nice J.O.
When I told Don I was coming in, I said, I'll just shower. I'll just J.O. shower and I'll be in here at 3 o'clock.
Okay. See you then. Oh, and listen, about rituals and stuff, sorry to let everybody down, but my Iron Man streak is broken.
Oh, really?
At 14. I did not drink last night.
You didn't, Abba. Did you start thinking about it after all that talk on the show?
I stopped at the grocery store and bought the vermouth on the way home.
And then you didn't have one.
Just didn't feel like doing it last night.
Good for you.
So I will try to start the streak again tonight.
Thursday night, much better night to do that.
Plus, last night when I got home, we had company. So it'd be rude if I walked right in the door and said, Hi,
pour yourself a drink.
And I walked in the door just with a big, gigantic bottle of vermouth tucked under my arm as I walked through the front door.
Well, hello. Oh.
And the guest is the guest at our home is my niece Beth.
Oh.
Who's in town to
Now I know why you didn't have a drink.
To get laser surgery. Yeah, I'm not allowed to drink around Beth.
Yeah, you can't drink around Beth.
I'm not allowed to ever drink, not even a glass of wine.
Of course.
Not even a glass of cooking sherry around my niece Beth.
How long is Beth staying for?
I think she's leaving tonight.
Oh, I see.
I think she's leaving tonight. Not sure. She came in just to have that laser eye surgery thing done.
Very good.
And, of course, my niece Beth, who I'd like to point out once again for the record, I am not related to via blood.
That's important.
I once made out with her when I had too much to drink.
Oh. How is Beth?
Looking fine.
Very good. Sure. Looking, very good.
Looking just fine.
I've enjoyed the Beth discussions for years when you've talked about Beth. Ever since the days you used to go down on summer vacation and float out in the ocean with her on some sort of like kayak.
That's back when she was like 15 or 16 years old. Yes, this has been an ongoing fantasy of mine.
Uncle Donnie.
And the whole thing with that time 3, 4, 5 years ago, however long ago it was, when we were all out in a group together. I mean, I was there with my wife right next to me.
Right.
And other people from the family and friends. We'd had way too much to drink at a nightclub, and I just made out with my niece.
It started out to be just like a little friendly kiss, and then it turned into... Was she resisting?
I don't know. And see, this is the thing that's
awkward.
She doesn't
speak of it, does she?
No, this is the thing that's awkward about Beth. I've never discussed it with her.
Right.
And like this morning when I came down for breakfast, at the normal time, I wake Bart up, I come down, I make my coffee, and I notice that there are two extra place settings at the breakfast table. I said to Frida, well, why are there two extra? And she said, well, because Beth's boyfriend is here also.
Oh.
So he comes down, and I know that the great... unspoken that's hanging over all of our heads.
They sleep in the same room?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, what can I do about it? Is the kiss.
Yeah.
You know, it's the kiss that none of us ever discuss, but none of us can forget.
I'll ask you this question, because I know it would probably cross your mind. When the boyfriend came down to the breakfast table and you looked at him, did you perceive that this kiss may have been discussed? That she might have brought it up to him?
Oh, I've seen him before.
Oh, so you
I've
know.
Seen him at family functions before.
So he knows about the
but
whole.
But to answer the question, yes, I'm sure. And of course, it had to come up in conversation because they're coming all the way to D.C. to stay with us so she can get this eye surgery.
Sure.
Right, so I just wanted to say hi to my house guest.
All right, wonderful house guest.
And I fought the temptation to hook up some kind of video camera in their bedroom.
Yeah. You know, hey, come on, hook up. You mean throw the switch.
Yeah.
Throw the switch to activate the camera that's already in there.
Had to fight that temptation. So we get done with breakfast this morning, and I'm driving carpool. And Bart keeps saying to me, Dad, let me drive. Let me drive. And I said, no, absolutely not. There's no way you're driving in morning rush hour on the goddamn beltway. Right. Let me drive.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're driving to school this morning, I'm driving, he's sitting. He says, do you have a piece of paper? And, you know, I always have post-it notes with me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I give him a post-it note, and he starts writing stuff down. I said, what are you doing? He says, I'm just like you. I'm writing down things I have to remember for school. I'm writing down stuff for science.
That's a good habit to get into.
Yes. So we're driving down the road, and I'm looking at him going, look at that, my little prodigy.
Chip off the old block.
Look at him there. He's writing down little notes just like I do.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm just driving down the road real happy.
Yep.
And right as we pull up to school, he says, okay, Dad, I wrote some notes on your driving. And I said, what? And he said, that's what I was writing. I wasn't writing down notes for school.
Oh, he's an operator, that one.
See, I brought the slip of paper in with me. Stop sign. 3 times on the way to school, he did not think I made a complete stop at stop signs in residential areas.
Right.
So he wrote that down. TS. I said, what's that stand for? He said, turn signals. Mm. Twice you switched lanes and you didn't turn on the turn signal.
Jeez.
And then the last one. TOS. I said, what is that? He said, well, it's an abbreviation for too much speed. You were going 47 in the 35.
Oh, my goodness. So he's watching you like a hawk
so
now.
He gets out of the car and handed this to me after I was thinking the whole way to school.
That he was actually making notes about his own schoolwork.
My little man who's picked up these work habits for me. No, in fact, he gave me a nice little written report on my driving.
Well, you can write down on a post-it note that you still control. You have the total power as to whether he drives or not.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And I shall. Listen, also, we want to put out the last call, the final contestants now for tomorrow's Messy Bush contest.
Yes.
We have... only 4 girls who have totally committed to coming down thus far.
Well, we can have plenty more. We need them.
We have 3 surgeries to give away tomorrow with the permanent bikini laser hair removal.
Marvelous.
And the girls that are coming down, each of these four girls, Shelly, Jennifer, Tiffany, and Jen, they've all indicated that it's a battle zone down there.
Absolutely.
It's just a total mess. You might remember the one girl in particular we're looking forward to seeing is Jen.
Down the thighs.
She's the gal who had the hair all the way down her thigh.
Yes.
And all the way around to the crack of her behind.
Yes, all the way back there. You know, and we want to thank Timmy O'Bibany, who works here at the station, for giving us the lovely photograph of the woman he thinks should be in the contest. One of those internet photographs.
Yes. That's why Al Gore invented the internet, incidentally, so that guys could get pictures like that.
Truly amazing photograph that Timmy shared with us before the show.
A beautiful naked woman.
She was pretty. She was very pretty until you got down to her waist, and then it was just pure hair everywhere. Legs, knees,
place. And it was pretty much nonstop.
Nonstop hair.
And, you know, we spent a lot of time looking at the photo before we decided it wasn't doctored. It was just
a woman that was very hairy. And it hadn't shaved her legs or shaved anything and just was very hairy down there and not an unattractive woman.
So if you are perhaps approaching that point where the hair from your place is starting to merge with the hair from your legs,
would be wonderful.
We'd like to help you out with permanent bikini laser hair removal. Just call 1-877-365-3636. We'll take those calls throughout today's show, and we will have the big bikini-looking contest tomorrow.
Wonderful.
One by one, the girls will come into the studio. They will drop the drawers, and we will all be able to vote and find the three most deserving women who really need this permanent bikini laser hair removal surgery.
Now, having four is fine, but of course, the more we have, the more of a competition it is, and that makes it more exciting.
Right. And listen, Toya, incidentally, I don't think we've ever asked Toya about how she is down there.
No, I don't think we have.
But I would like to ask her, before we start to hear her tape, how it went today on her first bit of real journalism for the Don and Mike show.
Toya had her first significant assignment for the Don and Mike show today.
Let me see. I wrote up five questions for her today. I think about six.
Mm-hmm.
So she identifies herself as Toya.
Right.
Here she comes. She says she works for CBS, which technically she does. Hello, Toya.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Bud.
Toya.
Hi. Now, hey, listen, let me ask you a personal question. Are you a mess down there?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Would that be the triangle?
Yep.
Triangle girl. I like that.
Okay.
Because there's three ways you can go. You go triangle, you can go landing strip,
right.
Or you go JonBenet.
Well, you know, there are various ways. They're not only three ways.
Well, those are the three bases.
You can do the abbreviated landing strip, too. Which is done in
the Hitler mustache.
Some of today's finer adult films.
Yeah, you're right. There's variations, but
those
are your three basics. And from there,
you're unkempt, your triangle, and your landing strip.
That's it.
There it goes.
So how did you enjoy interviewing people today out at this house where Ilian Gonzalez's father is?
It was so fun. I loved it.
Yeah.
Was there mainly media people there?
Oh, yeah. No protesters. Just media.
Just media. So, I mean, if anybody's pointing fingers at who's going to harass this little boy as he as he's reunited with his father, it's all media that's doing it.
All media, 100%.
Mm-hmm. So who did you interview today?
Oh, I had a lot of people. I had a lot of local news people, photographers, a couple of Univision Spanish Channel people.
Wonderful.
Good tea.
That's terrific.
And a Papa John's pizza guy.
Oh, good. And you asked them all the questions?
Oh, yes.
All right, beautiful.
And did you see any famous news hounds? Did you see any famous journalists down there?
I saw a couple people, but I didn't know what their names were.
John Hanrahan, did you see him by any chance?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I saw Gail Pennybacher, though. She was really nice.
Really?
Oh, our friend Gail Pennybacher.
Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Really?
Terrific.
All right, well, Toya. We're going to start with the old guy, right? The old guy who was hitting on you?
Yes.
Okay, that's the first person you hear on this.
Very good. This is our new journalist, Toya.
And the questions that we had Toya ask are as follows. Question number one. Don't you think Don and Mike should raise Ilian Gonzalez?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's the first question.
Mm-hmm.
Question number two. Don't you think it's time they lift the Cuban cigar embargo?
Very good. I didn't know. You didn't tell me you put that one in
there.
That
question's important to me. All right, number three. Many Cubans have gotten into America by playing baseball. Which team will be the best fit for Elion?
There you go. Excellent.
Number four. Don't you think it's time that Castro shaved? Number five. Now, this is the one that stumped everybody.
Right.
As an individual with Cuban interests, how do you think Desi Arnaz felt knowing that William Frawley hated Vivian Vance?
And I Love Lucy question is mandatory when we're talking about Cuban-American relations.
And finally, question number six. Do you think Ricky Martin is gay?
Bingo!
Perfect.
Now, is Ricky Martin Cuban?
No.
No. No. See, that's what I thought.
But
he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, that's great.
He's close enough.
Absolutely.
He's Puerto Rican.
He's Puerto Rican. And
same difference.
And, you know, just throwing a Ricky Martin question in there is a good idea.
All right, Toya. Thank you. We will call you if we have questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you, Toya.
Hey, how come you were so late getting back today?
Oh, well, there was a lot of traffic on 495, and then I lost track of time with the news people. They were so nice to me. Very nice.
All right. We're concerned about you.
All right.
Thank you, Toya.
Bye.
She has such a nice voice.
She sure does.
She really does. She's pleasant to listen to.
And you know, it's so great to have a girl go out and ask these questions, because generally people are nicer to girls than they are to guys.
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's start. The first guy that you talked to was some old dude who was hitting on her.
Very good.
Here's Toya at the house where Elian Gonzalez's father is inside, and there's like 500 media people out there right now.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'm here at the scene right now, and it's unbelievable. I mean, it's like cameras everywhere. People are like camped out all over. There's like the Spanish channel, local news channels and everything, and it's unbelievable.
She's kind of whispery and breathy in the initial segment of this.
Well, as it turns out, they have two separate areas. They have an area for the press,
right,
which is right by the house.
Right.
Then they have an area for people in the neighborhood, mm-hmm, that's behind that.
Yep.
And then they have a third area just for all the wackos that show up.
Sure.
So what she's done at this point is she's worked her way up to the front area.
Ah, very good.
Cool. Which is why she's so breathy and all
out there.
So now I'm going to go to my first person to ask questions. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, taped for broadcast?
No.
Okay. First question is, don't you think that Don and Mike should raise Elian Gonzalez?
Don't I think what?
Don and Mike should raise Elian Gonzalez.
I don't know who Don and Mike are.
They're America's favorite DJs on CBS Radio.
I think Bill Gates should raise him.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't you think that it's time that they lifted the Cuban embargo on cigars?
The Cuban embargo on cigars.
She got a real rocket scientist there.
The Cuban embargo. What I think they should do is say, hey, brother, if Cuba is so wonderful, then keep everything you got there. We don't want to do business with you, and we're not going to lend you any money. We're not going to do business with you.
Well, we haven't mentioned it. This is Elian Gonzalez's father. she snagged the big interview, yes, right out of the chute.
This is Senor Fibolina.
You can just think like Russia did, because you've destroyed the incentive to work over there.
Okay. Many Cubans have gotten into America by playing baseball. Which team would be best fit for the little boy?
The little boy?
Yeah.
I wish I knew something about baseball.
God, yeah, really.
Don't you think it's time that Castro shaved that ratty old beard he has?
I think Castro ought to shave his head and look good like me.
You do look good. And finally, do you think that Ricky Martin is gay?
Wait, she didn't ask him the question about Ricky. I mean, about Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, Ricky Ricardo.
Lucy and Ricky.
He might attract with that one, being at his advanced age.
All right, well, do you think Ricky Martin is gay?
Who is Ricky Martin?
Of course. Exactly.
Shake Your Bon Bon, Live in La Vida Loca.
I don't know who Ricky Martin is, babe.
Wow. Babe.
I don't care if he's gay or not. He's not my style. But how about you and I?
Here we go.
Possibility. Thanks a lot.
You like young men like me?
Sure, why not?
I'm too young for you, babe.
Oh, yeah?
Babe.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 90 yet.
Jesus.
Well, I'm not 30 yet, so.
Perfect couple.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Jesus. Mr. Viagra.
There he is. All right, so the next person that Toya interviews is a White House photographer.
Very good.
Who is there documenting this for our government. So here she is talking to a White House photographer.
Okay, my name is Toya. May I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio taped broadcast?
Do I have a question?
No, I'm trying to get your permission to use your voice on CBS Radio.
That's fine.
Okay. Question number one. Don't you think Don and Mike should raise Elian Gonzalez?
Don't you think what?
Don't don't you think that Don and Mike should raise Elian Gonzalez?
Who are these people?
Don and Mike, they're the two best DJs in the whole wide world.
Jesus.
They're on 60 stations all over the country on CBS Radio.
That's far out.
I'll take that as a yes.
Obviously, all this guy has to do is just point the camera.
I think for anyone that's wondering the type of brain trust that hang around the major news events of the day.
Here you go.
We're getting quite a picture of them right here.
Don't you think it's time they lift the Cuban cigar embargo?
They should have. More than the cigar.
You know, he's making the last guy
unbelievable.
Look like the smartest man on the face of the earth.
Yeah, the other guy looks like a rocket scientist now.
Okay. Many
cigars should be.
Okay, they should. Okay. Many Cubans have gotten into America by playing baseball. Which team would be best fit for Elian?
He takes about 1 hour to process these questions.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe the Orioles.
Oh, the Orioles.
The Orioles.
Carl Ripken.
Carl L. Ripken.
From the planet Krypton. Carl L. Ripken.
All right, local guy.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's time that Castro shaved that ratty beard that he has?
Well, I think that should be preserved. Whatever happens, he should keep that beard, because if he's shaved, that's not Castro. He could be alien.
He could look like a good guy, huh?
Yeah.
This guy thinks he's something, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's laughing hysterically at his sharp wit, his rapier wit.
All right, let's see how he handles the question about Desi and Fred and Ethel Mertz.
Very good.
Okay. As an individual with Cuban interests, how do you think Desi Arnaz felt knowing that William Frawley hated Vivian Vance?
I don't know a thing about that.
You never watched I Love Lucy?
No.
Oh, it was tension. It was havoc on that set. No. They hated each other.
No.
There's a course. I'd just like to say, there's a course that's offered when you don't know the language and you come to this country, and the course is laugh your way through it. Like, you can say something, your house is on fire, and the person would, I don't know.
This guy's a White House photographer.
Is he really a White House photographer?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
All right. And finally, my last question for you.
Okay.
Do you think that Ricky Martin is gay?
I don't know. A lot of people said about Ricky Martin being gay, but, you know,
wait for the
I
laugh.
Don't see it in his gestures.
So the hip movements and all that, not gay at all to you?
I don't think that's gay. That's just being a sexy man. But gay have some clips on their finger.
Let's rewind. I want to hear that again. Gay have some clips in their fingers.
I'm thinking now the photographer is gay.
Really? I don't know. A lot of people said about Ricky Martin being gay, but, you know, I don't see it in his gestures.
So the hip movements and all that, not gay at all to you?
I don't think that's gay. That's just being a sexy man. But gay have some clips on their finger. Or a different kind of swing in their bottom.
They shake their bum by a different way, huh?
Yeah, that's different.
They have a different kind of shake in their bottom.
And some different flips in their finger. That's interesting. Okay. Where's that finger going?
Gotcha. Maybe in the bottom.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, now hold on. Now she's going to talk to a news guy. And I'm looking at the log up here. She talks to a news guy.
Pat Collins.
A guy from CBS. Then she talks to two cops. Then she talks to a Spanish guy from Univision.
Very good.
Then she talks to a neighborhood kid. Then she talks to people hanging around on the corner. And to an angry resident.
Very good.
Okay.
Bye.
Next will be the news guy.
My name is Toya. May I ask you a few questions for CBS radio tape broadcast?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Bye. Question number one. Don't you think the Don and Mike should raise Elian Gonzalez?
Don't do it.
I don't think Don and Mike would be appropriate parents for Elian.
All right, thank you.
They could love him and treat him right.
How so?
They could make him a star.
Now, see, now this is where Toya made her mistake. No need for ad-libbing here.
Yeah.
Just simply at this point, the guy answered the question.
Absolutely.
Pound right through to the next one.
Well, she's learning.
Learn while you earn.
But he's already a star.
No, not the Don and Mike star. They could take him to Vegas-style shows.
Come on, Toya, get to the next question.
Put his picture up all over the place. Make him famous.
She's hot for the reporter.
I think he's famous enough without Don and Mike interfering in his life.
Okay. Don't you think it's time they lift the Cuban cigar embargo?
Yes, definitely.
Many Cubans have gotten into America by playing baseball. Which team would be best fit for Elian?
Cincinnati, so he could be with Junior.
Okay.
All right, at least this guy's answering the questions.
The first guy that's actually really answered questions.
Let's see how he does with the Desi Arnaz question.
How are you, honey?
Don't you think it's time that Castro shaved that ratty beard?
Well, I think he's got enough hair, and like some of us without hair, we sort of like to see some people with some facial hair going on around there.
Yeah, just for you, Dynamite, he's bald. Looks good, too.
Uh-huh.
As an individual with Cuban interests, how do you think that Desi Arnaz felt knowing that William Farley hated Vivian Vance?
Wow, I think Desi had enough problems in his life when he was living, so I don't think he really is going to care about it right now.
And finally, do you think that Ricky Martin is gay?
I'm not going to say Ricky Martin is gay, but, I mean, you know, I think Holly might like him.
Who?
Holly. Who's Holly?
Who's Holly? What's the guy doing a show for himself? What's he doing?
It sounds like maybe some lady he was with, maybe a photographer or something.
Maybe his producer. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Robbie, let's skip ahead to where she talks to the cops.
What's the time code?
10:50. I'd like to hear her talk to the cops next.
10:50?
10:50?
Wow.
Pour something in my hand.
We usually have a lot of luck with cops, too.
Yeah, they
listen to the show.
Yeah.
Well, with the shift working on.
Don and Mike show, the lawman's friend.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Toya talks to cops.
Okay, hello, my name is Toya. May I ask you a few questions for CBS radio tape broadcast?
I thought it wouldn't be in recording.
Yeah, that's what I just asked.
No, I just started after I said that.
No, I don't go on record for anything, sorry.
Well, you don't have to say your name.
No, thank you.
You don't even have to say what you do. I can say you're a janitor from across the street.
I'm sorry.
We'll take a rain check.
Yeah, rain check on that. I'm sorry.
Okay, well.
You listen to Don and Mike sometimes, too.
Yeah, 3 to 7.
I knew it.
Uh-huh.
I knew it, you know. God love the law, man.
Yeah, friend of the law, man.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike show.
Right.
Okay, Monday through Friday. Weekend replay, 3 to 7, same thing, Saturdays.
Come on, Toya.
Thanks.
You take care.
Sorry.
All right, my name is Toya. May I ask you a few questions?
Oh, so she didn't get to talk to the cops.
Apparently not.
I guess, all right, now we're going to the guys who work for Univision.
Bueno.
Spanish guys.
Bueno.
CBS radio taped broadcast.
Yes, sure.
Okay, first question. Don't you think that Don and Mike should raise...
Hello?
What happened there?
A little... I guess she was distracted by the start of the motorcycle.
Okay, first question. Don't you think that Don and Mike should raise Elian Gonzalez?
No. Why? No, I don't think so.
That's my favorite answer so far. No, why?
I don't think so.
Favorite DJ?
No, come on. I don't know these guys.
Okay. Don't you think it's time they lift the Cuban cigar embargo?
Yes, sure.
Many Cubans have gotten into America by playing baseball. Which team would be best fit for Elian?
Yankees.
Oh, that's because you're from New York, huh?
The Yankees, they win us to...
Yankees.
The Yankees.
Did he say Yankees?
I thought he said junkies.
Yes. I thought he said junkies, too.
Yes.
It was Yankees.
Yankees.
Yes. That's worth the interview right there.
Yes, he said Yankees.
Yankees.
The Yankees.
DJs.
No, come on. I didn't know these guys.
That's a Yankees.
Yankees.
Don't you think it's time they lift the Cuban cigar embargo?
Yes,
Yankees.
Many Cubans have gotten into America by playing baseball. Which team would be best fit for Elian?
Yankees.
Yankees. That's wonderful.
Yankees.
I love that.
Oh, that's because you're from New York, huh?
The Yankees, they win us to...
The Yankees.
Okay.
The Yankees, they win the World Series.
All right.
The World Series.
Uh-huh.
The Yankees.
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 You think it's time that Castro shaved that ratty beard?
Of course.
As as an individual with Cuban interests, don't you think that it hurt Desi Arnaz knowing that William Frawley hated Vivian Vance?
Oh, come on.
Okay, and last question. Do you think that Ricky Martin is gay?
Sure. The guy from Univision. Yeah, sure.
There you go, sure.
Right on.
Sure. The Jankies.
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 Wonderful.
All right, let's do a break. You know what? Hold on. Let me hear one more. Let's go to the neighborhood kid. I'd like to hear a Toya talk to a kid. That's a 2439.
Did you say the darndest thing?
There was an angry resident, did you say, also?
Yeah, yeah. It says, people hanging on corner, angry resident across the street. Well, first let's hear it with the kid.
Right.
Hear what she says to the kid. Hey, you got it there, Robbie?
Coming up.
The kid like the junkies?
Junkies.
Junkies. Junkie, go home. Junkie, go home.
All right, thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay, may I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio Tape broadcast?
Certainly, I love that.
Question number one.
This doesn't sound like a neighborhood kid.
It sounds like a neighborhood DJ.
Don't you think that Don and Mike should raise Elian Gonzalez?
To be in charge with Frank, I don't trust Don. I mean, Mike, I think, with Mike, he would be in good hands. But Don seems like kind of an abusive father.
Oh, thank you. Man. Thank you. Oh. Good thing you're not my kid.
Oh, God.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. You'd show him some abuse.
Yeah. Don't you think it's time that they left the Cuban cigar embargo?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think that would really hurt American cigar manufacturers.
Many Cubans have gotten into America by playing baseball. Which team would be the best fit for Elian?
To me and Charlie Frank, I haven't followed baseball, but...
I love this. This guy's taking this like it's a serious interview.
Is this the second guy that hasn't followed baseball?
Right?
Yeah. An American!
To be entirely frank, I haven't followed baseball. You know, hey, we're talking about a seven-year-old kid.
I know. Hey, just the Yankees.
Yeah, word to the Yankees.
Don't you think it's time that Castro shaved his ratty beard?
Actually, I was hoping you'd grow it out or perhaps go with some dreads. No, an effort to reconnect with the younger Cuban populace.
That seems to be the consensus, the dread thing. Okay, as an individual with Cuban interests, how do you think Desi Arnaz felt knowing that William Frawley hated Vivian Vance?
Well, I'd have to imagine betrayal is probably her first reaction, but I can't extrapolate that. I'm sorry.
What the hell is
and
he
finally,
talking?
The
Lewis.
Lewis, right?
Grown
there.
Up Lewis. I can't extrapolate. What?
Shut Ricky up. Martin is gay.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure he bangs chicks.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
I liked his last answer the best.
Was he like his first answer the best that I've been abusive father?
Yeah, that one too. What is that?
Okay. That's like banging some all chicks.
Right. So, do you mind if I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio Tape broadcast?
No problem.
All right, and this is for Don and Mike. First question, don't you think that Don and Mike should raise Elian Gonzalez?
I was sort of thinking that maybe Elian should raise Don and Mike.
Don't you think that it's time they lift the Cuban cigar embargo?
But the problem is, you know those, like, bubblegum cigars?
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be fair competition, you know?
Everybody's a comedian in America.
You'd hear a giant sucking sound.
Oh, God. I don't know what they're going to do with that, but...
What is she talking about? Some kind of equipment? Is that what she's talking about? The thing that was making the boom, boom, boom sound?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Many Cubans have gotten...
Oh, and then
that's it.
That's the end of the tape. That's it. Well, thank you, Toya.
Very nice.
Well done.
Well done, Toya.
Actual people at an actual news site at the house where Elian Gonzalez's father is holed up right now.
Got my favorite answer about the Don and Mike raise Elian. Elian should raise Don and Mike. I like that answer.
My favorite answer is the Junkies.
Junkies.
Don't touch tones right there. Time to clear the phones. Take a caller 100 with a prize package we've selected especially for you with your first shot at winning rent or mortgage today.
All right.
Call in now. Call Toya. all heady after her big assignment.
Yes, our journalist.
Phone number is 1-877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
Plenty of talk of sex, poop, and mayhem. The Don and Mike Show.
My son made me watch, I just thought of this, we played the David Spade tape. Made me watch the David Spade movie with him.
The new one that's on HBO.
HBO. Lost and Found.
Oh, God.
You know,
there's some hotties in that, right?
Yeah. The only thing abusive about my relationship with Bart is the fact that he makes me watch those movies.
That's right, he's abusing you with that.
Although I gotta tell you one thing. There is one scene in the movie Lost and Found that I just bust the gut at. It's a scene where his friend has bought an engagement ring.
Okay.
And David Spade leaves the engagement ring sitting on his coffee table. He has got this little dog with him. The dog eats the ring.
So he
takes the dog to the vet, and the vet says, well, the only way to do this is to, you know, let nature take its course.
Mm-hmm.
So the next couple of scenes are David Spade out walking the dog with a pooper scooper and a giant hefty bag. And the next scene is David Spade in the bathroom with this big fat friend of his, the guy who in this movie is Chris Farley. I mean,
right.
Chris Farley would have played the role in Lost and Found if he's not dead.
Right.
Okay? So they've got, again, the big, giant, fat guy with the little skinny guy. David Spade is sitting on the toilet with a clothespin on his nose, and he's ordering the big, fat guy who's sitting on the floor to go through all the poop.
And then pick out the ring.
They go back to a wide shot. And, I mean, the floor is just littered with pile after pile.
A good poop movie.
Yeah.
But that's the only moment,
that's
right?
That's it.
That's the only moment.
That's it. And I kind of really laughed hard with David Spade says to the guy, the guy's on the floor, and he's got it all over his hands.
That's gross.
And David Spade says, you've got some on your face. And the guy doesn't have any on his face. And David Spade says, you got some on your face. And the guy goes, where? And then the guy wipes them on his face.
Would it have been better with Chris Farley, with the movie itself?
Yes, absolutely it would have.
The late Chris Farley.
Yeah, it sure would have. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, hold on. What am I doing here?
That's my fault.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you are on the air. What's your name, please?
Rock Roberts.
Rock Roberts. Where are you calling from, Rock?
I'm calling from my car.
City, please, Rock.
I'm in Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse, New York. Rock, you are the 100th caller. And, Rock, you have won the Sopranos prize pack.
We got an affiliate up there?
What's that?
I have no idea. You know, being as it's Westwood One...
Mm-hmm.
You never really know.
I'm thinking Rochester, right? Rochester ain't going to get to Syracuse.
I don't know. We might be on in Memphis right now. That's something I heard today.
You're definitely on Rochester. That's where I listen to you in Rochester.
Okay, so you're listening on the Rochester station?
That's where I'm listening to you.
Wow.
Although we might have a station in Syracuse. Who knows?
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm right now in between the two of them. I'm on my way back to Syracuse.
So we are on a station in Syracuse.
You're on in Rochester.
Again, this is the mystery of Westwood One. We really don't know exactly how many stations carry the show, exactly what cities were heard in.
That's right.
We think we're on 58 radio stations.
But we really have no idea.
Right. Like, I'll tell you something today, when I came in today,
yes.
Our producer, Charlie Broyhill, said, hey, you know that FM station in Memphis that wanted the show, wanted to sign up for the show? I said, yeah. He said, they're on. I said, great. When do they start? He said, today. I said, fantastic. Came down the hall 5 minutes later and he said, they don't start today.
Because he gets the information half hour after it's supposed to be received.
From Westwood One. It's like somebody from Westwood One.
It's not Charlie's fault at all. It's the people at Westwood One.
No, it's why Charlie's a good producer. Somebody from Westwood One calls him and says, you're going on in Memphis today. Then what'd you do? You called the station?
No, what happened was someone from the station called and said, when did you get those glasses?
I told you, I'm just wearing them because I didn't have my regular glasses, and I got these when I was
on. I like them.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
I got them when I was on vacation, and they're kind of a new hip thing.
With your
chicks
toe
seem
ring?
To dig their style.
You got a toe ring?
I got a toe ring. You want to see it? You want to smell it?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Can I lick it?
Good for you. Shut up.
The station in Memphis called and said that they were going to start carrying the show today.
Right.
I hadn't heard anything because Westwood usually sends me a fax of all the stations that are starting. I didn't receive that, so I called them. Asked if he knew about it, and he didn't.
Of course.
He had no
clue. The guy at Westwood
didn't know the show was going to be on in Memphis, so he did some snooping around and found out that, yes, in fact, the show is on there today.
Oh, the show is on, so we're on in Memphis now. Do we even know the call letters?
WWGQ. Don't know if it's AM, FM.
Right.
I know nothing else about it.
So we are on in Memphis today.
As far as
but
I know.
But we don't know if it's FM.
Don't know, FM, AM.
Okay.
DB.
And we don't have a phone number by any chance. Right?
I have to look that up. It was left on voicemail.
Very good.
Jesus Christ.
You know.
What a mess.
Unbelievable. They should get their act together.
You know, if you want to know what it's like to work in the affiliates department at Westwood One, you should rent this David Spade movie, Lost and Found, and go to the scene I just described where the guy's sitting on the floor with all of the animal excrement around him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like in the affiliates part of the Westwood One radio company.
Yeah, the engagement ring is trying to find one of our affiliates. So.
Yeah, that's right. No, Memphis is, the city of Memphis is the engagement ring.
Absolutely, and they're trying to find it in the poop.
The guy's going through piles of dog poop.
That's a somewhere. Cool city to be on, and I wish we had more, advance notice. We certainly spent a lot of time in that city.
Beale Street.
We'll find out. Listen, my friend, call 100, you win the Sopranos stuff. Hold on, here is Charles Brugel again.
I'm sorry to do this to you this way, but we were discussing about Rudy for tomorrow.
Yes.
And that doesn't look like it's going to happen, but he does have somebody you would want to talk to sitting next to him now at Augusta who is not anything related to golf.
Who is it?
John Madden.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Terrific. He's on 7-5 if you want to pick that up on line 9.
All right. Can you punch him through? Let me just give this guy his prize, and then we'll say hello to John Madden. Listen, yes, you win the Sopranos prize pack.
Great.
All the Sopranos stuff, our favorite show. Don't forget the season premiere of the Sopranos. That's this Sunday night on HBO. But wait, there's more. You're also qualified to have us pay your rent or mortgage. We got our next big free money show happening the last Friday in April. We'll pay your rent or mortgage. How much do you pay every month?
Hold on. You know what I did?
Did we hang up on Rudy?
You still there?
Hello. Is this the guy from Syracuse?
Yes.
How much do you pay every month in rent or mortgage?
I pay I think it's like $5.95 or something like that.
Glad you could remember it, sir. Very good.
All right, beautiful. You're in the running. Thank you for listening. Hold on. Please make sure you're listening on the last Friday of the month. That's when we'll give away all the money. Now, is this the great John Madden?
Well, it's a John Madden, and I'm down here at the Masters, so I don't feel great.
Oh, man. And you're down at the Masters, John?
Yeah, I'm down at Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know how in life there's certain places that you know you don't belong? Like, anytime I go to a black tie affair, I know, I always look and I say, I don't belong here.
Sure.
I go to a country club, and I came through those gates at Augusta and went out there. I was down at Amen's Corner.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I don't belong here.
Yeah, that's funny.
Do you play golf, John?
Yeah, I do. And that's one of the reasons I came here. I came here to find out what these guys do that I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And, heck, I still haven't figured out. One thing, they're a lot smaller and skinnier. That's the thing. You can't see. You've never seen a big old fat golfer.
Hey, go find Craig Stadler though, John. He's one of the leaderboard guys.
Oh, you know what happened to Craig Stadler?
What happened?
First of all, he lost a lot of weight. That's one thing. But
really?
Number two, I'm out there on the par 5, 14th hole, I think it is. You know what he takes?
What?
A 9.
Oh my God.
He's in the lead. He's 3 under. I'm giving a report now like I know what the heck I'm talking about.
No, you're doing good.
3 under in the lead, and he takes a 9.
Oh, and he's not a guy
that... the stuff I would do.
He's not a guy that reacts well to that either.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't react well. You're right. And then I saw Tiger. I'm out there on 12. You know, that's a par 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see Tiger take a triple. He takes a 6.
So you're having a good time. Is this the first time you've been to the Masters?
Yeah, first time I've ever been here, and it's great. I've always wanted to do it and always thought someday in my life I'm going to come here and just say that I've been there, and today's the day, and it's great.
So are you hanging around with Rudy and the Mouse, or is it just Rudy?
No, I'm right here with Rudy. Rudy just, someone gave him a hat, and Rudy stuck it in his back pocket and sat on it. Rudy, you know, that hat, no one's going to want to wear that. The man did that. The man took a hat. I just saw it right in front of me with my own eyes, raw eyes. Rudy Marsky takes a hat, sticks in his back pocket, and sits on it. Well, you can't wear a hat that you've been sitting on.
Oh, God.
That's Rudy. Are you there all weekend, John? Are you going to be there through all the 4 days of the tournament?
No, I'm not. No, I'm just going to be here the one day. I'm going to a hardware convention in Atlanta.
Wow.
So this is just an opportunity to pick one off on the way to a convention.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, when you do this stuff, when you make a vacation stop and then go speak at a hardware store, do you take the bus or do you actually drive yourself? Do you have somebody driving a regular? regular car?
No, I have a bus. No, I took the bus, and we started off on Monday, and we left the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland, and then I got to Dallas on Tuesday night, and we stopped over there, and we picked up Rich Dalrymple. He's a PR guy for the Cowboys. We picked him up, and then he rode in with me, so he's here with me today, and then we'll go to Atlanta tonight, and he'll fly home tomorrow.
That's cool. So you use that bus, the Madden Cruiser, you use that all year round?
Oh, year round, yeah. That's my transportation. That's it. I mean, that's the only way I travel, and it's great. I mean, I got on last night. We got on in Dallas. We left Dallas at 7:30, and Rich and I watched some TV, and we all talked for a while, and then I went to bed, and I didn't wake up until we got to Augusta.
Well, that's the way it
is. We're an avenue turnoff and down the lane here, and I'm at Augusta, and I still don't have my underwear on. I'm riding into the Masters, the 2000 Masters, without my underwear on.
I think we just got a little view as to how John Madden sleeps at night.
Don't have any underwear on.
Well, John, listen, we certainly won't keep you. Don't go back and enjoy yourself at that tournament, but thanks for saying hi to us.
Okay, thanks. It's always fun. I always enjoy this.
Thanks, John.
All right, thank you, John.
He's the best.
That's great.
He is truly, truly the best. I mean, there's no guy that's that big in the world of TV sports that always gives you the A material like John Madden. Pull it into the Masters without his underwear on. There's a picture.
Imagine like to be the poor guy who has to clean his underwear when he does wear it on the Madden Cruiser. Imagine that.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, that was just a little brief telephone call from John Madden.
Yeah, Rudy's friend, which is the saddest thing in the world.
Yeah, that's the only way we could get John Madden on the show is that he was in there with Rudy Martsky at the Masters.
No, you get an echo. If you get it right on behind me, you get an echo.
Yes, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yes.
Don, you are on the air.
I'm on air. How you doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Okay, my two favorite radio disc jockeys in the world. You are my bud. You are the man.
Thank you.
I got my Washingtonian magazine. Facts, what's wrong? What's wrong? Facts, help me out.
All right, listen, we know that is an awful picture of us.
Burn down the printer. Get the publisher. Take care of them.
For anybody that doesn't know, there is the gayest picture in the world.
Yeah, the gayest picture ever taken of us.
Of Mike and me that's in the new April issue of Washingtonian magazine. They came down, and they must have taken 75 pictures of us.
And he took the one where we weren't ready. I mean, that's obviously what he did. He took the one where we were looking away. Weren't we looking at him?
Well, no. You look like you all engaged in some gay type activity.
Yes, we're holding our hands on like we're hand models.
No, we're looking at each other.
Right.
I think
you're supposed to be real he-man.
That's pretty funny. Okay, you.
All right. Have a nice day then, Jim.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. That guy just called the bus and ball. Mm-hmm. That is a gay picture of us in Washingtonian magazine.
And it's all because of our, you know, the look on our faces and also the hand positions. We both have our hands like totally flat lying down.
No, you remember though, your left hand appears like it
almost is touching your right hand.
No, looks like it might be going to a no-no spot.
Oh, that's right, around the back.
Yes.
But my right hand is out, laid flat on the console.
As are mine.
And I'm really thrilled with the text, too. You know, I didn't get a chance to tell you that before vacation. You know, J-O, J-O, J-O. Does Mike J-O here? Does Mike J-O here? I haven't heard that at all. Not at all. People aren't busting my balls about that.
You know what that is? That is just the luck of the draw because we all took the J-O quiz.
Right.
She certainly could have written that about me.
I know.
Or Buzz or Rob or Broyhill or Toya or anybody.
You told me that when she was going to interview you that it was that the original thing was that it was going to be an interview about you being in the business for 20 years. She takes this article that she's going to write about Don being in the business for 20 years, misrepresents herself to Don, and then writes an article where the first paragraph, he's given me a courtesy of letting me come in on the photo shoot, and I have to read a paragraph about me J-O-ing.
Does Mike J-O have Mike J.O. today.
Took me half of the vacation to get over that. I was just thinking about that. I'm, you know, in supermarkets everywhere, everybody picking up that, hey, Mike J.O.
Does Mike J.O. in front of other people.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that.
Of
course not. And, of course, just in case anybody didn't understand, she wrote in parentheses what J.O. means.
Yeah, that was very nice of her. Here's the special nice article. It's just like written with like 50 million articles that have been written about this show.
Hey, can somebody come clear my computer screen in here? I can't see what's happening. I can just see that there are some lines that are on hold. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I think I know who the celebrity that Mike most resembles is.
Are you talking about the picture that's in Washingtonian magazine?
That and others, more particularly your appearance on King of Queens.
Okay.
Jean Reno.
Who is
The actor who was in Godzilla. He did The Professional.
Yep. I know. Screw you. I know who you're talking
about.
That
guy?
You are a jerk.
And Mike.
That is so mean. I know the guy you're talking about, and I hate him.
Who is this guy?
He smokes a lot of cigarettes, and he's got very... I got more hair. Sir, you'll give me this. I've got more, a lot more hair than he has.
Yes, but
this guy has this... He's the guy that says...
Hello, how are you?
Is this the guy that was in Ronin with...
Ben. He's also in Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Robert De Niro.
He's the French guy. He's the French actor.
Listen, you've heard worse than that before.
I have, but they just roll in. That's the guy that I always watch him in movies, and I say to my wife, that is one gross-looking guy.
I like that actor.
Thank you.
Hello, yes, Rio. You and I were going to storm the palace.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Unleash the hounds!
Oh, he's back. Welcome back.
Where's he been hiding?
Welcome back, trusted friend. All right, you know, we'll get to some more of your telephone calls right after this. Thanks again to John Madden for calling us.
These fellows are off the muscle.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we'll fly through the phones and see if we can find one or two more girls for tomorrow's big messy boosh contest.
You know what? I was watching on vacation an actual one of those E! True Story things on Al Adamson, who was...
I saw that!
Did you see that, Rob?
Yeah.
Al Adamson, do you remember that name?
Is that the stewardesses for hire guy?
Naughty stewardesses. They're more fun and more... It wasn't the same guy talking, but it was the guy that made those movies and how his handyman murdered a guy and, like, buried him underneath his jacuzzi.
I saw the most worthless celebrity profile on E! Exclamation point. And why do they have exclamation point after that? I don't know, because that's the lamest channel.
Right.
Have you seen the one with the sock puppet?
No.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, where they talk to the sock puppet.
You
for
mean
a half hour.
The one that's on the commercial?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen the sock puppet on Good Morning America?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen
regularly.
It.
Regularly.
I've seen it on the commercials. I've seen the sock puppet.
It's on there all the time. I did see the funniest thing. They were doing, I guess it was on The Daily Show, that show with Jon Stewart.
That show, incidentally, is back with a vengeance. I mean, that show is funnier than it was with Craig Kilborn.
So they did a thing about how, what a coincidence it is that the Disney company, which owns Good Morning America, bought a small controlling interest in this sock puppet company, whatever the pet food thing it is that it hawks for.
Pet.com or something like that.
Disney bought like 10% of the company, and the next week, the sock puppet showed up on Good Morning America.
Huh. Shocker.
Right?
Disney controlling everything.
They were doing a story about that, and then they said, we have now a special satellite interview. And Jon Stewart interviewed the dog from the Conan O'Brien show.
That's great.
You know, the dog
for you to poop on.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was just great.
Jon Stewart deserves a shot. I'll tell you that right now. Jon Stewart is, I think, the funniest talk show host out there right now, and they ought to give him something more than that. You know, that it was like Craig Kilborn when he was wallowing in obscurity on that Daily Show, but I'll tell you, Jon Stewart just makes me laugh every single time I see him.
But nothing made me laugh harder than this dog from Conan O'Brien.
That's a great
who kept dropping the F word.
Yeah.
And kept dropping the S word. Kept saying, hey, isn't this cable? Jon Stewart, you know, they had the dog in a little box and Jon Stewart in a little box. Jon Stewart says, no, it's basic cable. He says, well, can you say this? I call him the cock puppet.
Oh, that is great.
That is
a great show.
That was good. The point of this is last night when I was flipping around, it says E! Exclamation point, right. Celebrity profile.
Mm-hmm.
The first half hour was Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of celebrity is she? I mean, she's got...
Oh, but I'd log on to it. If I'm flipping around and it's Anna Nicole, there are two reasons I'll actually...
Gigantic fake boobs,
right.
And she married that guy who looks like the Monopoly man. She married that guy for about 5 minutes.
Mr. Burns.
Right. And then after that, they did a half-hour celebrity profile on the sock puppets.
Man.
Right.
Now, is there any Disney connection with E at all?
That was what I was wondering. Does Disney own part of that network?
There might be a tentacle that's, expanded out into that world.
Don't put anything back. The evil eyes there.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, my friend.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great. I need you to settle a bet for me.
Yes, sir.
All right, I got a big old bet riding on this. Bet or was that not Ashley Judd in Devil's Advocate?
No.
It was not.
I know we've been through this before.
That was Charlize Theron.
Yes, thank you. I'll split the winnings with you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
As a matter of fact, we had that argument on this show. I believe I screamed for a long time that was Ashley Judd.
Did you really? I don't remember that. I think so.
It was that scene where she stands up in the church and she takes the blanket off and she goes, look what he did to me.
She gets scratches from the devil.
Yeah. But you see that movie 4 or 5 times and you get desensitized to that and then you can really just
appreciate her body.
Check her out for what she looks like naked.
Ooh, she is turbo hottie. You know, in that Cider House Rules, there's a scene where she's just lying on a cot down in the Cider House, in this bunkhouse, and they do this slow pan. You don't see anything frontal. They do just a slow pan over her naked bottom. And, did you see that?
Very pleasant. But is it her or is it a body? Brief. Is it a body double?
It is all her.
Sure.
They couldn't do a body double because you see there's not a cut. They actually go right up to her.
Clean.
She's looking over her shoulder and just, flawless.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice turd cutter.
Oh, huh? Fantastic.
Nice log splitter.
Yes, sirree.
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah?
Which issue of Maxim are you guys in with the list?
Should be the next month's issue.
All right, is that out yet, you know?
I should be on about 2.5 weeks.
Look for the issue with Gillian Anderson on the cover.
Right. Yeah, and then see our pictures as the male models.
Thank you. Which would be gayer? Well, I guess we'll find out which is gayer. The picture of the two male models with their shirts off, or the real picture of, is in this month's Washingtonian.
Still a sneaky picture, that guy, that photographer, who was trouble. I knew he was trouble when he was doing the photos.
The guy from Washingtonian?
He waited, and you knew he was going to take the one where we weren't prepared.
Right.
You know, what did he take? 40 pictures where we were looking at the camera with expressions on our faces that we wanted to be included in the magazine?
Two rolls of film. And what this guy wanted was the same thing that all photographers want when they take pictures of disc jockeys. Mm-hmm. They wanted us to get the crazy, kooky look, like we've just given away $1 million.
Sure, and I don't doubt for a second that they were down there with that writer, and they were probably looking at each other and saying, hey, use this one.
Yeah,
this makes them look like they're lovers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. New operations manager from WJFK Radio checking in.
You know, he could at least give us what he gave us the last time he did that. And there's a little laugh. There's a little self-satisfied laughter at the end where he's real pleased with himself, and he didn't give it to us this time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy. We're doing great, thank you.
Oh, great, great. It's the first time calling. I really enjoy your show. Moved up here from Kentucky, so it's really great to hear you all.
All right, we don't need a biography. Thank you, though.
Cool. Here's a quick question for you. Have you checked out a website called MrSkin.com?
We've had Mr. Mm-hmm. Skin on the show many times.
Cool. All right, that's all I want to say.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If it's nudity, we've done it. Yeah. Been there,
covered it.
Mm-hmm.
Add him on. Good guest.
Hello. Yeah, real good guest.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Yeah, I was going to the NASCAR race this weekend. Want to know if you want any souvenirs.
Yeah, I'd like a car.
And I would like a warm cup of Dale Earnhardt's urine.
All right.
They have to be tested, don't they, before they...
Yes, they do.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Boy, I think I made out better in that deal.
I don't know. So you say, Mike.
Okay, that's right. Well, it's always consuming with you.
Hello, Doug and Mike Show. Well, first I'll save it for a while.
Yeah, I know.
You know, just to have my friends come over.
Just to keep it on the mantle.
You know, look at it, smell it.
Oh. Just a little taste.
Admire it. Maybe I'll get some bendy straws. And have all my friends over for a NASCAR party.
Tastes good because it's Earnhardt.
Hello. Don and Mike.
That's the guy giving us the laugh that he didn't give us.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Alan Mike?
Pardon me?
Alcoholic?
Not yet. I didn't drink last night.
You're so happy with yourself, sir. That's what I enjoy.
No, I gave it up for Lent. I was wanting to, it's tough on me hearing you guys. You're talking about it
killing me. I need a drink.
Well, listen, I'm well on my way to becoming an alcoholic. However, I fell off the wagon last night. Did not have a drink last night. I promise I will make up for it tonight.
And by the way you told that joke, sir, I can tell that you've been on the wagon for a while.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good morning, afternoon, whatever it is. Hey, Don.
Yes.
Good to have you guys back. Hope you had a great vacation.
Thank you.
I was wondering if your wife's maiden name was Nuts.
Now, this is somehow a joke about these nuts.
No. If your wife's maiden name was Nuts, what's her first name?
Frieda Nuts.
There you go.
See, it's like a D's Nuts. He's really stretching, though, to
or
get the D's.
Freed the Nuts.
Right. Freed the Nuts.
Okay. Right. Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
This is Tiny from the Slap Off a few weeks ago.
Yes. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Tiny. How you doing?
Tiny. I'm
sorry. How are you guys doing?
Tiny. All right. Tiny.
Remember Tiny? Tiny,
yeah.
It was the one that J-O'd for a pizza.
Right.
It was a meatball sub. Let's get it right.
Meatball sub from Giannardo's or whatever it was.
Enrico's.
Right. Enrico's. He J-O'd.
Not much in the attention span there, is there? No, come on. I'm just kidding.
Sorry about that,
hey,
Tiny.
How long does it take to get a check from your illustrious radio corporation?
Tony, just chill out, my friend.
That's Tiny.
Tony. Tiny?
Tiny.
What did I call him? Tony again?
Call him Tony. You're going to meet
Tiny.
If you remember the guy, it's easy to remember Tiny. Right. Man, he's the
Tiny,
big man.
Don't know. How long ago? Well, please, how long ago was that? A week ago that you won that money?
No, it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
No, it was 2 weeks ago, Tiny.
2 weeks ago.
Yes, it
two
was.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Give it some time. It's CBS.
I would allow 30 days.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
All right, thank you.
I'm glad you guys had a nice vacation. Take
thank
care.
You. Thank you, Tiny.
Thanks, Tiny. Enjoy your meatball sub.
Absolutely. $100 worth.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello.
Oh. Hold on, wait a minute.
Don and Mike Show. Scott.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, question about our favorite Sunday evening show.
Yes.
Sopranos.
Yes.
Okay, you know the scene where Tony is in the house and he's getting ready to help Janice get away, and the mom comes down the stairs and she goes, I don't know what happened to me.
Right.
Well, then he gets mad because she says, aren't you going to kiss me? And he says, F that. And he runs, and then he trips, and he falls.
He falls down, and his gun falls out, right?
Now, is the mom, when she turns around, is she crying or
no,
laughing?
She's laughing at it.
She's laughing, which is that same weird laugh when when she had the stroke at the
right.
end of last season when he's wheeling her out of the hospital and
right.
she's kind of smiling at him.
You know what?
She's evil personified.
It is.
She's the core of evil on that show.
It is nutty that you bring that up because my wife asked me the same thing last night. You know what it is about The Sopranos? Especially now that it's running out. Even Frieda, who normally hates watching something over and over again.
Right.
We have watched that last episode of The Sopranos.
That's
we
true.
Watched it on Sunday.
It's great.
We watched it on Monday.
That's how good it is.
And we watched it again last night.
So did I.
As we were watching that episode for the third time,
right.
she said to me, is she laughing or crying?
She's
said,
laughing.
Without
right?
a doubt, she's laughing at him. He's just falling down.
You know what's funny is if you look at that show and you overanalyze it, which we do all the time, you look at the mother is definitely the most evil character on the show.
Absolutely.
And believe it or not, Tony is the best guy on that show, even though he puts out hits. Because I thought Carmella might be the good person in that, but no. Carmella, look at how she reacts when Richie's gone.
Right.
You know? Oh, wow.
We're getting Meadow into school.
Same yeah,
thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Carmella just wants to go to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
To get away from Tony for 3 weeks.
And Tony is, you know, he's the most conflicted on
monster with a heart.
Hello, my little alcoholic.
Honey.
You know what? That's a bad sign.
What?
And I'm going to out you.
What?
Drinking's not the bad sign, but lying about your drinking. That's when it's a problem.
He had a martini last night.
Oh, yes.
He stopped and
got vermouth on the way home.
And yes, and when I got home, I did not have it.
I bought the
I said it on the radio when I came in today that I stopped and started at the grocery store, bought all the stuff, came in with a bottle of vermouth, and did not have a martini last night.
So you're
I did
telling
not.
Me when I go home, the seal on the vermouth will be uncracked?
Yes.
All right. Well, then that's easy to check out.
Yes, it certainly is.
You should both know this is National Alcohol Screening Day, and healthcare professionals all over the country are administering tests to people who aren't sure if perhaps they might have a drinking problem.
You don't have one of those tests, do you, Buzz?
No, not on me. Sorry.
Oh, right. I think what you're giving me the test right now.
What do we need one of those tests for?
Some people aren't sure.
Who are you? Honey, did you think... Listen, here's why I called you. Did you think the mom... was laughing or crying last night. Didn't you ask me that when we were watching that last night?
Yeah, I did. I thought she was crying, but I believe you that she was laughing.
It's definitely difficult to tell exactly, but it it seems like she's laughing. But it is, you know, her laugh is such a...
Yeah, but she's smiling.
Yeah.
She's smiling.
He fell.
Yeah.
He fell. I'm evil.
Yeah, and she, but she had been crying right before that. That's why I thought she was still crying when he fell.
She only cries when she wants to get the sympathy thing. She only I believe that Livy Soprano only cries crocodile tears. You know, it's like, oh, Lord, take me.
No, and I was watching that and repeat watching it to watch how they have to edit in her scenes because that actress, didn't we hear that that actress really is having a rough time
of it? She has cancer or something.
Yeah, she is. I'll be back next year.
I think that's why in the one scene, she's just on a squawk box where she says, she says to what's her name, to the fat soprano
girl.
What
was that?
Yeah.
What's going on down there?
And did you notice in her scene when she came down on her little ride on the steps?
Which I love.
All her dialogue was dubbed in later.
Yeah, you can really tell.
The looping, did you know that?
I didn't notice that.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I completely forgot. I was talking to my wife about that. Watch it. If you see it again, watch the way that, and it's not a good job of dubbing either. And not a good job at all.
That's what I was watching, too, and watch the way they edit the scene, because a lot of times you either see one or the other, and you don't see them together. Like, they had to redo the takes.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of work with her,
Oh, boy. Imagine what it's really like on the set with her.
Yeah.
Okay, take five.
You didn't notice all that after the martini, baby, but I was watching it closely.
Right, gotcha. Check the seal, honey.
All right. I love you.
I love you, too.
Goodbye.
Thank you. That's my best friend, my wife.
There she is,
my partner for life.
Yeah, on the set, it's more like...
Oh, yeah.
No, it's more like this.
Who are you? Who are you?
Well, I can tell the truth now. I've been flying up to New York to dub in Livy Soprano's line.
Good job.
Yeah, they get you in the studio. They go, okay, now, Mike.
Oh, you won't even kiss me.
Slower, Mike. Slower. More deliberate.
You won't even kiss me. Oh, you.
I didn't realize you were...
Okay, now, Mike, that was beautiful. Now we need... Who are you? Silence, please. Who are you? Roll it.
Who are you?
Little slower, please.
Who are you? I'm going to ride on my car up and down the stairs. Richie's dead. They shot Richie.
I had a dream.
People were coming and going all night long. Oh, he's dead. You won't even kiss me. Lord, take me, please. Please.
I hope she lasts. I hope she beats the big C, and I hope she's on for a long time.
Oh, you know, whenever she goes, you know they'll write it into the show.
Absolutely. Right.
Hello, Andy.
Yes.
Andy, buddy.
How you doing tonight?
We're doing great, thank you.
Oh, I just called to thank you guys for the trip to WrestleMania.
Oh, that trip out to California.
Yep. I'm the one who won that last week.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. First time I've ever been out there.
Beautiful.
Drove up to Hollywood, checked out all the sights. It was a real good time.
That's a great city to go to for the first time.
Yeah. Thank goodness we had a GPS system in the rental car. We would have been completely lost.
And it's also a city that you could get hopelessly lost in.
Anaheim. Right. Beautiful. Well, glad you had a good time, my friend.
I just wanted to call and thank you guys again. I mean, that was very cool of you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
See, as opposed to the guy who called who didn't have his money yet, there's a guy who actually won a prize and has actually received it.
I remember a trip out to Los Angeles, one of our very first trips out there. You had lived out there. You knew it better than I did. We both rented cars. Do you remember those early trips? And I landed, I was looking for La Cienega.
La Cienega Boulevard,
and
right.
I took a wrong turn on La Cienega, and I had assumed, because I think it was my second trip out there, I had assumed that La Cienega, you know, was only in the good part of town, and that wasn't true at all, and I was lost.
Hello, Matthew.
Yes, hello. I was hearing that you were talking about the alcohol screening test, and I'm a physician driving on my way home from work. I wanted to know if you wanted to take that or not.
Oh, sure. Let's take
Absolutely.
That.
Let's Absolutely. Go for it.
Let's go.
Okay. Basically, there's a couple different ones, so I'm not sure exactly which one Buzz was referring to. But the most common one is called the Cage Questionnaire, and it's a series of four questions.
Does that have anything to do with Nicolas Cage?
Nothing to do with Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
So the first question is, have you tried to cut down your alcohol consumption in the past several weeks?
No.
Yes.
No, you've not.
Okay.
No, that was second. That's a no from me and a yes from Mike.
Yes.
Okay. Keep in mind, I've just started drinking in earnest in the last month, though.
Right. And I've been drinking in earnest since I was 15.
Okay. All right. The second question is, have you ever been annoyed if anyone's asked you to cut down on your alcohol?
No.
Yes.
So that's
a no
two no's and two yes.
No. Well...
No. Doctor, now pay attention. You're an educated man.
I'm keeping score. That's one no and one yes from Don and Mike that time.
Okay, next question, Doc.
The third question is, do you ever feel guilty about your drinking?
No.
Okay. And the final question is, do you ever take a drink as an eye-opener the next morning?
Uh-oh. No, absolutely not.
Okay, well, there you both did pretty well then. Basically, you know...
Isn't there question number 5? How many of the previous questions did you lie about?
That's... I'm glad you asked that last one there, because that's the one that I've always thought that it's kept me out of rehab.
Yeah.
I've always thought that one last question, the hair of the dog thing, which I must say some of my friends have done, which really makes me want to be sick to my stomach. I can't imagine doing that.
No, I've been with you after some of your rough nights, and
you know I don't want to go. It's a long time.
Mike enjoys his diet sodas on those mornings. inhale can after can after can of caffeinated beverage.
Absolutely, hair of the dog. No way.
All right, well, Buzz, what were our answers?
Mike had all no's. Don had all no's. That's four no's from Don, and Mike had two yeses and two no's.
Okay, so Don is very safe. Don is not an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, though, not definitely an alcoholic, may be at risk of being an alcoholic.
I think that shapes up quite nicely. Give Don another year.
Okay.
And he'll probably get some yeses out of there.
Give me till the end of the weekend.
Attaboy.
Very good.
Give me till the end of the weekend.
Attaboy.
I'll do my best for you. Thank you, doctor.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Irwin Corey.
Hello.
Dr. Giggles. Hello, Dr. Doolittle. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Chris.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Just want to tell you, don't join AA. That's for quitters. And if anybody tells you any different, just tell them to eat one.
Okay. God. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Quitter.
Okay.
Quitter.
Hey,
just eat one.
Yeah, that's for quitters.
Come on now, eat it.
God.
We are going to take a brief break from our regular programming.
All right.
Because now we go for a mid-show news break with Buzz,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll get back to the fun and the hijinks. Buzz, here on the mid-show break, what is your lead story?
Cody Gifford files his first lawsuit.
Cody. Oh, that's a good story. Okay, everybody, please stay tuned now.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Eat one professional.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit pity whores, okay? Don and Mike, them and let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was the loofah boy, and I just walked by, and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And you know what happens is you do radio, and D.C. is a big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know when you do the show, they go, can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in? And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, put you on UPN.
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the Polynesian band.
Right.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Here to solve the riddle of the tale, Don and Mike.
Well, he does like us.
Sure he does.
Brad Garrett, Raymond's brother. Notice how he talks in a different voice than his voice on the show.
Hello, Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
Hello, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz also has a regular guy voice.
I do. Yes,
he doesn't.
I do.
You don't use your regular guy voice when you go into car dealerships, though, do you?
No.
Okay.
Not usually.
You use your Buzz Burbank radio voice when you go into car dealerships.
Only if I'm undercover.
Except Hendrick Condit, because they're nice and it doesn't matter.
Right. You can use any voice you want.
Buzz does the funniest commercial where he says, "Hi, this is Buzz Burbank. If I'm calling an auto dealership,
I use my regular guy voice.
Sure, to see if they're nice, you know.
And exactly what is your regular guy voice?
Normally, I talk a little lower like this on the radio. This is how I normally speak. But if I want to disguise that, I try to go just a half step higher.
Let's hear that.
And just like, hi, excuse me, can you help me with something?
it's just like
a half step
it's
higher.
It's you.
It's right, Buzz.
It's all you.
Please.
It fools me. That's the important thing.
All right.
Ah, Kathy Lee's little boy's growing up.
Just like to say, for the record, my regular guy voice is also my disc jockey voice.
And not mine.
That's it.
Not mine.
No, not yours.
I never know who I am. No. And everybody knows that's true, too.
That's right, sunglasses.
You might get me doing information. I'll be four different people, just for fun. Hello, is my pizza here?
Oh, how quickly they grow up. 9-year-old Cody Gifford has filed a lawsuit in Florida accusing the National Examiner tabloid of libel. The suit accuses the Examiner of making up stories that said Cody displays offensive behavior, including destroying property. The paper also said he misbehaved.
Sorry, I just love this.
This is great.
I love this. You know, he wouldn't be in this predicament.
Right.
And of course, you know, it's not Cody Gifford who's suing. It's
right.
Kathy Lee and Frank who are suing.
And a battery of lawyers.
Wouldn't be in that situation if she didn't parade him out like one of those dogs at that dog show in New York where they get, you know, that dog show.
The Westminster.
Yeah, the dog show that gets, like, better ratings than basketball games.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, the paper, this tabloid, also said that Cody misbehaved on the set of his recent made-for-TV Disney movie. And that's cited in the lawsuit as well. By the way, the headline on that National Examiner story was, Kathy Lee's Turning Poor Cody into a Monster.
And I would say to those people, and where is this tabloid based? Somewhere
all
in South Florida?
Almost all the tabloids are in Florida, yes.
Well, we're on in many stations in the South Florida area.
Right.
I would urge them to call our offices for a copy of this tape of GIF talking on Larry King.
Frank, was there any trepidation on your part to a little concern about a lot of people don't want to talk about their children publicly?
Yeah, a little bit. I must say that, Larry. Cody's a very public person. You can't really hide.
Right there.
That's it.
That you know what that is? That's the cure to a lawsuit.
And, you know, really, this is obviously Kathy Lee doing this, because, I mean, a boy that age would not have the presence of mind to file his own lawsuit.
And he doesn't even have pubic hair
yet.
No,
and what it is what you're doing is you're dredging it all up again instead of just sweeping it under the carpet.
They're using the kid, in fact, to sue the National Enquirer. That's why they put his name on the lawsuit instead of, say, the parents.
Kathy, let me out.
Hello, Giff. Would you like to come out of your glass coffin?
Let me out. I want to talk about the lawsuit with Cody.
But this is punishment hour. You know, you're supposed to stay in there during punishment. All right, I'll open it up.
Please.
All right, let's open it up. Okay, you're out, Giff. You didn't stay. It was only 45 minutes in the glass coffin today.
I'll go right back, Kathy.
All right.
How's the lawsuit, my love?
Oh, the Codester is being such a trooper. Mommy explained to him that we're going to sue the National Examiner, and if he cries about that, I'm going to put him in the glass coffin with you.
Can I take off my genital cuff, my love?
No, you can't, Giff. Frank Gifford, you put that right back on. Now listen, don't make me angry. I'll put you right back in that glass coffin. And Cody is finally coming around to Mommy's new rule that he cannot cry, ever. There you go.
Did Don Meredith call for me?
Yes, he did again. He said he was vomiting.
All right, Kathy, I'm going to get back in the glass coffin now.
Okay, goodbye, Frank Gifford.
I am sorry that I banged Susan Johnson.
You say that every day to me now. It's 15 more minutes of punishment time. Get in the glass coffin.
I love your trophies.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Love your trophies.
I love you, Frank Gifford. Get in here.
Do I have to get back in, please, Kathy?
No, get in.
Kathy, please.
Frank Gifford?
Oh, come on.
Kathy?
Frank Gifford!
All right.
I'll be back for your dinner.
When will the punishment end?
I love you.
You said that already. Oh, man.
I can't breathe in here, Kathy.
Take the leather helmet off.
It's on backwards.
I can't breathe, Kathy.
Well, maybe you'll think next time before you go dipping your pro football wick somewhere.
Kathy.
Yes?
I didn't know you were still there. I was talking to myself.
Oh, okay. I'm leaving the room now, Frank Gifford.
Jerry Seinfeld is about to be a father. Regis Philbin made the announcement on his morning show today.
What a big C.
Oh, he's talking without her in the room now.
What a big effing C she is.
That's what he must say.
Jesus Christ. What was I getting into when I married that?
He's a big man when she leaves the room in his last call.
God, what a class.
He thinks it's so.
Son of God. She left me in this class coffin. Jesus H. Christ.
He's a very...
is a trap.
He's a very big man in his glass coffin.
Very angry.
God, I hope she doesn't come back, that stupid twat.
What was that? Excuse me, I heard that, Frank Gifford.
Father who art in heaven.
Attaboy.
I'm just reciting Bible verses, my love.
Okay, I'm going to get... I'm measuring Cody for a new George Washington outfit.
All right, sweetums.
See you later, Frank Gifford.
11 more minutes, my love.
11 more minutes, you can come out of the coffin.
Goodbye.
We're having mush for dinner tonight. Gruel. Your favorite.
Squat.
He doesn't learn.
Yeah, they hate each other.
Regis says Seinfeld called him at home last night with the news that he and his wife Jessica Sklar are expecting in October. It's the first child for both. Seinfeld is 45 years old. He and Jessica married in December and then spent maybe $40 million to buy Billy Joel's house on Long Island.
Why would Jerry Seinfeld call Regis to announce this?
They have been, as I understand it, longtime friends.
That's weird.
Really?
That's what I hear. That's
Regis. Weird.
So was it the exclusive? Did Regis get the exclusive?
Regis got to break the story on Live with Regis and Kathy Lee this morning.
Where is this uterus?
How are you? How are you, Jerry? I understand you're calling me with some big news.
Regis.
Yes,
who,
Jerry?
Who are these sperms that swim upstream? Regis.
Yes, Jerry.
I did it.
You did what?
I knocked her up.
You lady?
Knocked her up, Regis.
Oh, you're going to be a proud papa. There'll be a little stand-up comedian. You're fantastic. Fatherhood, it's great. It's almost as great as neglecting your whole family and being on television.
Oh, you know, that reminds me. We have a phoner set up with Regis Philbin's, how's the headline say? Regis's alcoholic down-and-out daughter.
Hey, maybe we can take that doctor's test with her. See how she fares.
I still have the questions.
Anyway, that's coming up on the show, Regis Philbin's daughter.
All right. Good. They're going to take another look at one of their zero-tolerance policies at an elementary school in Sayreville, New Jersey. It's the zero-tolerance policy against threats and violence. That's the policy that was used to suspend some kindergartners last month who were playing cops and robbers on the playground. School officials say the kids were actually pretending that their fingers were guns and threatening to shoot each other. That's why they were suspended.
Well, I love that. You know, you're giving us some hidden message there, Buzz.
Somewhere.
You let me approve of that.
You let me think about it. You're preaching to us there, but I'm not quite sure exactly how yet. Give me some time. I'll figure it out.
That's Buzz Burbank's way of saying those schools have gone too far.
That's right.
And remember the guy accused of using his mom's credit card to buy breast implants for his girlfriend?
Are you some kind of moron?
There I am.
Well, he's just blown his plea bargain. He had agreed to pay mom back within a year to pay all of the court costs and the fine to avoid going to jail.
Loser.
He also promised the judge he would join the Marines. Well, it turns out the Marines didn't want him because of all the publicity, and he didn't pay back the money. Now Michael Kopp could go to prison for a year and be forced to pay a $2,500 fine.
What kind of a sentence is that? Pay the money back to your mommy and join the Marines.
Yeah.
Next case. That is wacky.
A retired Army major who's been accused of sending pornographic material to children over the Internet and of trying to hook up with a couple of underage girls.
Major Woody.
This man... This very man, this retired Army major, is the man who oversaw the White House emergency communication system.
And his name is Major Bill Smith.
Major. Hello? I'm calling. Did he get my email? Oh, that's good. I'm very excited. My name is Major Woody Smith.
He now faces a possible 20 years in prison.
Mommy, the man who sent me the pictures is on the telephone.
Oh, well, hello. You ought to come down and have a meal, man. We're having spam.
I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
Yeah, I don't feel too good. I'm Major Bill Woody Smith.
I'm very, very sick.
Thank you, Mage.
And the Army now admits that the officer accused of sexually harassing the Army's highest-ranking
sweetheart
is a man who would have supervised the investigation of sexual harassment charges.
Major Smith.
Sweetheart.
The woman is Claudia Kennedy, the Army's first three-star general. Major General Larry Smith will now not get to fulfill his new job as Deputy Inspector General of the Army and will probably face charges as well.
Oh, I think they persecuted me against my wishes.
Now, how about them apples?
There you go.
Huh? I beg pardon.
He held you off.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
Now, how about them apples?
My name is Major Bill Woody Smith. And I didn't sexually harass anybody or send cotton picking email porno to kids. I bought WW2, baby. I did.
We dropped the bombs.
I dropped a lot of bombs on them.
There is no sharper dude on the face of God's earth than Major Bill Smith.
I don't know. I dropped an awful lot of bombs on him.
You know, Mike Soares says you didn't really serve in the Air Force.
Well, you tell Mike Soares that I'm a cotton picket veteran of World War II.
Hello.
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 Hello. Buzz, time out. We'll come back. Another segment of news after this.
This is boy. Practicing total sphincter control. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen. We're going to play the match game here in just a second.
All right.
And on tomorrow's episode, you just heard about it. All kinds of messy bushes in here. It's going to be the big bikini laser hair removal show.
You always do your landscaping in the spring.
When three lucky girls who are very, very hairy and messy will get permanent bikini laser hair removal.
That's right.
That's on tomorrow's episode. We have four girls signed up and three of these surgeries to give away. Guaranteed the hair never comes back.
Excellent.
Each surgery with a value of $1,500. They will do the total JonBenet look, or they'll give you the triangle, or they'll give you the landing strip, or they'll give you the Hitler's mustache.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you like.
Yeah, they're skilled that way.
We have three girls who are going to be winning the contest. Four signed up right now. We are always on the prowl for more girls to come down tomorrow and show us what's doing with their gardens.
We want this contest to grow hair.
Phone number is 1-877-365-3636. This will be just about your last chance to call in, girls, so do it now. Let's go back to Buzz for one more little segment of news here.
One of this week's contestants on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire stands to make more money off something he said than he made answering questions. On Tuesday, Brad Herzog, on his way to winning $64,000, mentioned that he had written a book about small-town America.
No, that was Frank Herzog. and the book was about...
My plugs.
Yeah, hair plugs.
Well, this was Brad Herzog, and it was about the small-town America.
About Plugtown.
Plugtown, USA.
And less than, speaking of plugs...
Doll hair.
That's right. Get the plugs for less money than it costs to get your teeth cleaned.
Less than 24 hours after Brad's plug, USA Today says his book jumped from number 122,000 to number 9 on Amazon.com's bestseller list.
Was he the freelance writer that knew did you watch it this week at all?
Uh-uh.
There was a freelance writer that was a bald guy, and he knew the previous contestant that had been on. They were both from the same part of the country. Does it mention where he's from? Is he from, like, the Bay Area?
No, I don't have that information, but okay. I doubt they had many
freelance writers. Because I feel about him the way I do about most print people. He was kind of smarmy, and I walked out of the room, and I think he quit at $64,000. He was kind of a wuss that way.
That's the one part of that show that I just hate.
Yeah, it sucks.
I hate the fact that they can quit and keep the money. And maybe it's not even the fact that they can quit and keep the money, but they can look at the question
and then make the decision.
And then decide that they don't know what it was, and then they can quit.
That's the main thing. What they ought to do is they ought to just have the option to quit, but you can't see the question before you decide to go on or not.
Make a fist, please.
Well, times have changed. You can trade stocks now on your computer, and the words Wall Street appear more than ever on the nightly news. But a new survey says most high school seniors' knowledge about financial stuff has gone from bad to worse.
Oh, listen, hold on. Do you know what I was going to mention with Wall Street?
What?
You know what that Krispy Kreme closed at yesterday?
What did it close at?
30-something.
37.
Wow. After getting as high as, 72 or something at some point?
That's my fault. It was actually up 73%, but it started out at 21 and closed at 37. That's what happened.
So it never really traded for 73.
Never got up to 73. It was 73%.
Oh, it's a good thing that you're not my broker, Buzz.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, for all the people that might have been buying that stock, that's for you right there.
Thank you very much.
Really, that was you.
one would call me on that, but
boy,
they did.
Oh, boy, Buzz, that was a big hit. Now you're owning up to it now.
I was just getting the information very quickly while we were on the air. And
right, and you know why? It was because you were using the computer.
That's right.
Bother time.
Yeah. I think of those, Buzz, you should apologize to those people that bought that IPO yesterday that heard you say it's trading at 75, and we're probably going, woohoo!
Well, I doubt that anybody ran out and bought it at that price. And
I'm talking about the people that bought it earlier, that it had gone up. And when you said it was trading now at 75,
they were excited wrongly. And I'm sorry about that.
Okay, thank you,
Greg.
Thank you, Alzheimer's.
By the way, they say that fast food stocks like that generally do well in the first 3 weeks after the IPO, and then they begin to drop off. So,
which means if you're listening now,
the opposite.
It really means the opposite.
Absolutely,
they do crappy for the first 3 weeks, then they take off.
Go for it.
Krispy Kreme, $75 a share. using my regular guy voice. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Hey, honey, did you hear what Buzz Burbank said? We're rich.
I just took all our money out of the bank and spent it all on Krispy Kreme stock.
He told us it went up to $75 a share. That was, oh my God, he was
sorry
wrong
about that.
Buzz, hold on just a second. We have a last minute entry here for the Bessie Bush contest.
Oh, good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Dee.
Hello, Dee. Where are you calling from?
Northern Virginia.
Dee, do you have a mess in your pants?
I have a mess.
Yeah, a mess? Really?
Looking to get a little laser help?
I think a little laser will help a lot.
What is the problem down there, Dee?
Well, let's just say that when my boyfriend plows my garden, he doesn't like to pull all the weeds out.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Right. What a beautiful way of putting that, Dee.
Gotcha. Well, Dee, you will be contestant number 5.
Well, great.
And 3 girls will actually win the surgery tomorrow. You got to come down tomorrow and show us, you know, everything that's going on.
Okay.
Who is the celebrity? Not that it matters, but who's the celebrity that you think you most resemble, Dee?
I really don't know. I thought about it since yesterday when I tried to call in, and I have no idea.
Well, just throw out a wild guess, then.
Well, maybe a combination of Jennifer Lopez and
big ass.
Well, I don't have the big ass.
Jennifer Lopez and
who's the other Cuban singer?
Serena?
Gloria Estefan.
Wonderful.
Yes.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. Beautiful. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hold on, Dee. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
D's
nuts. Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. So this study says that high school students, seniors, most of them, their knowledge about financial information has gone from bad to worse in recent years. This year, they got only 52% of the questions right on a multiple choice quiz about personal finance. That's down from 57% from the year before, and even that would be an F on a grade card. Even though more than half the students have a savings account, only 21% of them knew that they might have to pay income tax on the interest they earn from that account.
Mm-hmm.
A third of the kids thought that Social Security is what a company pays out to its retired workers.
Well, Mr. Hahn, if I'm here and you're here, isn't it really our time?
Absolutely, Mr. Spicoli. It's our time. I'll write it on the board for the whole world to see. You don't know what Social Security is, Mr. Spicoli. Have some pizza. Get a good one.
So like Jefferson, he said to those guys, you're bogus.
And they were bogus, too.
Great movie. Mariah Carey's out of the hospital after eating some bad oysters, but she still won't go back to performing for another week. She was released from Boston's Mass General today, or last night, actually.
Yo, Jesus. I feel like crap. Yo.
How you feeling, Mariah?
Oh, I feel like freaking crap. Oh, my poops are the color of olives.
Oh, that's horrible. I guess you won't be eating raw oysters again, Mariah.
Christ, no. Jesus effing Christ.
You know, you're so pretty in your videos, and you sing so beautifully. How come you talk like this?
I'm from Jersey.
Oh, man, well, I don't like that, Mariah.
Yo.
I really don't like that at all.
F you.
There you go.
F you, F-ball. This is Mariah Carey. F-U, F-ball.
Food poisoning and dehydration. She ate those raw oysters in Atlanta on Saturday just before she did her show there.
Right.
Now, if I am an alarmist, I'm not alone.
You are.
67 lawmakers in Washington have signed a letter to the president asking him to put somebody in charge of controlling the West Nile virus. Yep. That's the virus that killed 7 people, several horses, and thousands of birds in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut last year.
Kill any people?
7. Yes, 7 humans.
Okay.
It's transmitted to humans by infected mosquitoes, and the virus appears to have survived the mild winter. And there's been some concern this year the virus could spread to other states.
Okay. Man, how did it survive? Didn't we have a couple of snowstorms and stuff?
We did, but it turned up they've already found it on a bird, I believe, in New Jersey now, so we're expecting the virus to resurface again.
Generally, I don't care if birds or horses are dying. If people are dying, right, that's when you have my attention.
So you will be writing the president?
Yeah, oh yes.
Very good.
That's right. I'll say, Buzz told me to write you. Dear Mr. President.
Good. Good. Tell him I sent you.
Did you know that Krispy Kreme opened at $75 a share?
Never said it opened at $75.
Oh, God.
Hey, one more, Buzz. One more, please.
All right. Let's do this one. The University of Massachusetts has pulled the plug on the website set up by one of its professors. Richard Burt is famous for his scholarly work on sexuality and, ironically, censorship.
Hmm.
But the school didn't like the picture of him fondling the breasts of a bare-chested woman who is not his wife on that website.
This little girl had knocker.
Way to go, Professor.
But his wife was also featured on the website in some revealing photographs. The school says that violates its computer policy. The professor and his wife have no comment.
All right. Okay, thank you, Professor Burbank.
I want to go to that class.
Buzz will be back. We'll have a little more news later in the show. But now, it's time for the return of Match Game 2000.
I love Match Game 2000.
The panel is here. And Rob, you always have to walk me through this. We need, yes, run, sprint, sprint to the microphone.
There you go.
We need, how many contestants?
We need two contestants for round one, two more contestants for round two, and the winners of round one and round two will play each other in round three.
All right, generally it works if we have two guys and two girls,
that'd
right?
Be great.
So it's man, woman versus man, woman.
And you're going to be back later to introduce the panel of celebrities?
Yes, we've got a marvelous panel of stars.
Good.
And we're playing tonight for a cash prize of $100. So if you want to play the Match Game 2000, we will take guys and girls, two of each. Call right now. Toll free line is open at 1-877-365-3636. And Match Game 2000. And incidentally, yeah, it's just me and Mike and Buzz and Toya, right?
Right.
Right. That's your panel of celebrities.
Hello, stars.
We come back to play Match Game 2000, so call us right now. Buzzy, we have time left for a little more news. What is your lead story on this segment of the news in the comments?
Up next, trip on a shoelace, sue Nike.
All right, good.
I like that.
Good, like that. Everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
For the news and
coming
comments.
Up, coming on up. The Don and Mike
Don
Show.
And Mike Show. Danny?
Danny.
What was that, Danny?
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 11. The writing is delicious. Lap it up. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, before we go to another little segment of news here, we go to a guy on the telephone. Do you have any news about a jumper today in the D.C. area?
I have been watching a story about that. I wasn't planning on doing a story, but I know about it.
Great. I hate it when I'm the last to know about a guy who's up on a bridge threatening to jump, because nothing gives me greater joy than urging those bastards to jump and kill themselves.
Well, especially if they're screwing up traffic and inconvenience.
He took your advice even before the show started. He jumped at about 2:30 this afternoon.
Good, I applaud that. All right, here's a guy from VDOT, Virginia Department of Transportation, to tell us about that. You know, nothing pisses me off more, and this I really mean. You got people, hard-working, right-thinking Americans, who get in their carriages every day to go to work.
Their horse-drawn carriages.
To slay the dragon.
Right.
You know, these are people who are driving to work and driving from work. You get some sick bastard who decides that he can't make up his mind if he's going to kill himself or not.
Mm-hmm.
So he stands up on top of a bridge and holds up traffic for 20 miles either way.
So your issue is the location as opposed to the activity.
Yes. If you're going to, I say to all prospective jumpers, if you're going to go to a major bridge, and I'm talking about in any of the cities we broadcast to, you make the commitment. As you're climbing up, you say to yourself, I'm going to jump.
This guy did it. He didn't waste any time.
He's good then. I salute this guy. He's a hero.
He got out of his car, he banged on the hood, and he jumped over the side.
He's a hero.
Did he make it?
He's no longer with us.
Oh,
he's
no longer with us. He's a hero.
He's deceased.
He's a hero. He did it. Hello, what do you know about it?
Oh, I was out there.
You were there?
Yeah.
Well, now, how did you just happen to be out there? Because if he stopped his car...
No, I worked for safety service, and the state police dispatched it.
So there was some kind of delay before he jumped, or you were out there after he had jumped?
Oh, I was out there after he made contact.
Oh, really?
Well, now, listen, you do get some residual traffic backups after that, but I think generally if the people who are stuck in those rolling backups know that it's because some moron jumped off the bridge and actually went ahead and did it, it makes the backup a little easier to sit in.
What bridge was it?
He was on the Route 29 overpass.
In
when
Merrifield.
He jumped off, he landed right on the Beltway.
Good. Landed
good
on the
him.
Inner loop.
Did he land on another car?
No.
No, he went head first into the asphalt.
Well, then it was the best possible jumping situation.
Wow.
Well, he tried to drive his car off the bridge. He was going eastbound on 29 and tried to drive his car off the bridge.
Ah.
Was unsuccessful. That's why he was pounding on the trunk of the hood. And then he just jumped off.
Well, I guess he got it done.
Yeah, good for him.
Good. One less a-hole to call this show. And I'm sure that's where his next move would have been. If he couldn't kill himself, his next move would be to call us and say, "These nuts." Say, "Joe Mama."
So you think that the guys that do that are basically just one step away from jumping, right?
Yes, you're right.
An interesting theory. I like that. I'm going to investigate that.
So I didn't want to call in Buzz's bubble.
No, that's fine.
No, you know, when you're the first to bring this to my attention. I didn't even know. Buzz, of course, is just hiding that from me.
Keeping it a secret.
He wants great news.
He wants to keep you, he wants to surprise you on the way out to the car tonight with that news.
Right.
Well, Buzz is the bearer of bad news. I'm surprised he didn't bring it up earlier.
No, listen, are you kidding? That's not bad news, man. That's great news. Yeah. A jumper did it. One less a-hole driver on the Beltway. Beautiful.
And as you mentioned before, one less guy to call this show.
Yeah. I say don't even clean it up. Just leave him out there. Let people drive over his rotting skull. Let birds eat at his skin.
Now they're going to need those teeth for dental record checking because he had no ID on him.
Oh, he didn't have any ID.
It's going to be a little tricky to make out just exactly who this
Let
was.
Let him be a non-living reminder to those who would mess with rush hour traffic.
There you go.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Do it.
Embrace death.
Do it.
Jump. Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's weird.
Thanks for the update.
It's weird when you do that.
I'm happy. I'm really happy.
It's weird when you say that, though.
I say that to anybody. Listen, living is God's greatest gift that he's given us. And if you want to F God, if you really want to F with God, I'm convinced you can do anything in this life. You could kill somebody else. You can break all the Ten Commandments. But you kill yourself.
Yes.
When you get up to heaven, God says, "Hey, guess what? F you.
That's my job.
F you.
That's my job.
I give you free will to do anything you like, except offing yourself."
It's the he's up there saying, "It's the only pleasure I get."
Right.
"And you take it away from
me." He's up there saying, "It's the law."
Now, why did you say, "Wow"?
Wow. That's what Leah would say. Wow.
Very dark thoughts.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
You can do anything.
Well, I don't think you can kill somebody.
Sure, if you got a good reason.
No, because if you kill somebody, you're taking his great...
his job.
He could probably make an argument. This is the most stupid discussion.
No, we're having a very heavy theological discussion here.
No, I'm saying, if you murdered somebody, you're doing the same thing, though, you say.
Well, that's free will, but God could step in and do something about that if it wasn't the other guy's time. Well,
couldn't God step in and do something if you're going to jump off a bridge?
No.
If he sees everything.
Those people piss God off. God says, "Oh, you jump, you know what? Great. One night in the gulag."
Are you telling me, right now, on this show, on this stage, in this program, gentlemen,
yes,
that you talk to God?
Constantly.
Or more importantly, that he talks to you?
I do most of the talking.
Oh, okay.
He does most of the listening. Huh. Like every relationship I'm involved
in. You don't wait for the answer. You're just going to go,
okay, barrel right through. You know me. Kind of like our phone calls today.
Absolutely.
When you tell me you weren't feeling well.
Right through.
Right. See ya. Bye. Goodbye.
See ya. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Yeah. Okay, I understand. Bye. Now I understand, though.
But I do think that in my heart, that if you really want to F with God, that's one thing this other stuff that you're talking about,
maybe
that'll get you thrown out of heaven, too. But the one guaranteed ticket out of heaven is to kill yourself.
I think you might be right about that.
That's probably right.
Trust me. That's the big one.
Mm-hmm. You think it's the biggest?
Yes.
A lot of religions teach that it's the biggest.
That's true.
One thing you don't do.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think you'd be right below Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hitler would look down on you.
Really?
You know, Mussolini. All the bad guys will look down on you.
That's why you get angry at these suicide people.
So
it's not just the traffic. It's any of these people.
It's the combination of...
Oh, okay.
You know, you're taking away God's greatest gift that he's given you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're messing with the commuting of all the people who are really working for a living.
That's true. That's for sure.
So good. Enjoy. Enjoy the sleep.
the tranquil, eternal sleep of the dead.
Of the dead. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
An orthopedic doctor is suing Nike after she tripped over her shoelaces last year. New York's Dr. Deborah Farinyars says that while she was jogging, her right shoelace got caught on a tab at the back of her left Nike Certitude cross trainer.
Her personal injury lawsuit calls it a design flaw and asks for $10 million.
Wait. This is stupider than the guy who spilled coffee on himself and then sued McDonald's
right.
for it. I mean, that guy had a better case than this lady has.
She's suing for $10 million for pain and suffering, mental anguish.
Because she didn't tie her shoes?
The loss of past and future earnings. Well, she says she hit the pavement hard, landing on her knees and wrists, causing permanent damage that hampers her ability as a surgeon. And she says Nike knew about the design flaw and failed to fix it.
Wait, what is the design flaw?
Apparently, well, I don't know. You'd have to ask her. But she says her shoelace on one shoe got caught on that tab on the back of the other shoe. You know, the tab you have to pull your shoes on.
I mean, little hook.
Yeah, the little hook. She says that's a design flaw.
That's stretching it a little bit.
Learn how to tie your shoes.
Right. That's funny. You should mention that.
My shoelaces come undone constantly, and I fall. I'm not suing anybody.
Nike has no comment except to say just what Don did, that sometimes people don't tie their shoes properly.
Right. Use double knots or triple knots.
There you go.
How freaking tough is it?
Be
and
careful.
Don't kill yourself.
Right. God doesn't like that either.
I'm giving you the basic rules of life on today's show.
This is wonderful. This is like a preaching segment.
Don't
I enjoy
kill yourself.
It.
Tie your shoes.
Right.
You get coffee from McDonald's, it's hot. Don't spill it in your lap.
Hallelujah. If you already hate going to the dentist, you will not like this story.
Okay.
A dentist in New Jersey is accused... In fact, you won't like the story anyway. A dentist in New Jersey is accused of breaking the bones of three children he treated.
Oh, gee.
Kevin Ward could lose his license forever over this. The complaint to the state dental board says he used so much force to restrain the kids, he broke the leg of a 5-year-old boy, the wrist...
Jesus!
The wrist of a 4-year-old boy, and the thumb of a 10-year-old girl.
Oh, really?
Dr. Giggles.
The complaint says he pulled the kids' arms behind the chair and held the legs, the arms there with his legs. The complaint also says...
I bet he's a doctor listed in the CBS book, though.
Yeah.
I bet he's one of the approved...
He's one of ours.
Yeah, he's approved for our insurance,
absolutely.
Though.
We've got only certain doctors we can go to. Yes, why don't go to the one that breaks the arms?
New Jersey's Kevin Ward, if you want to look it up in your HMO book. The complaint also says that he started work, the dental work, on the kids before the anesthetic took full effect. The dentist does not yet face criminal charges.
Do you know how effed up those kids will be because of that? I mean, yeah, I remember my dentist, Dr. Novi, from way back when, because, you know, that was back in the days before they had all the fancy pain stuff, really. And, I mean, I remembered that vividly as a trauma. And he was a nice guy. He was a perfectly nice guy. It was just a traumatizing situation.
Right. You know what I never got when I had to go to the dentist when I was a kid? Why would I have to take my pants off?
That's not right.
That's perfectly. That's what I did.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't that the way it was supposed to work at the dentist?
I don't think so.
Take your clothes off, please.
And you know what happens to those kids?
Why?
Seriously,
why?
Those kids that were just tormented.
What'll happen to them?
They grow up and they don't go to the dentist as adults.
Mm-hmm.
That may sound like this man.
That's right. Because something happened to him.
How long was it in between visits for dentists?
7 years, Don.
7 years.
Maybe 8.
And you know what you do to that dentist?
What?
Anybody ever see the movie Marathon Man with Dustin Hoffman?
Yes.
And Laurence Olivier?
Yes.
You do that to the dentist.
Yes.
That is the perfect punishment. You let another dentist, like that has a 4- and 5-year-old kid, you have that dentist work on him. This is pleasure. This is pain.
Buzzy, time out. I'll finish. Are you done with the story?
I just wanted to add to this that the guy's lawyer, the lawyer for the dentist, says he thinks that this is all going to come out fine because he says he can call an expert witness who will testify that, hey, sometimes kids get hurt at the dentist.
Stay cool. There's
his attorney, Donald E. Furman.
We're going to beat this thing.
Right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Pretty chilly, then much better on Sunday, windy and milder with a high of 62. Lauren?
All right, thanks, Dave. Their show has been described as raucous and raunchy, but that's not stopping hundreds of Wichitans from stopping by the Cotillion to catch the Don and Mike show. The cabaret-style show may be in fun, but some have questioned its legality, especially considering the city's recent ban on nudity. But in a behind-the-scenes interview with KSN, Don and Mike told us their show is well within city limits.
We really don't. That's the truth. We do not have problems with the police. We really, really don't, do we?
Cops hassle us all the time.
He's lying. No,
we have no problem with the police. Love the police. Love the fact that they're out there, that they help us keep things under control.
He won't tell you, but this man right here will meet with whatever authorities are at the joint that we're going to do our show.
That is true.
And he will meet with them, and he says, you know, what can we do, what can't we do?
That was on local radio affiliate KFH this morning. Tickets to the show were free. Almost 2,000 were given away.
And you couldn't make it tonight. You had to work.
I know. Oh, I wanted to.
That would have been fun. More local news straight ahead on the Night Beat.
Ladies, stay tuned for information on how you can win permanent bikini area hair removal. Coming up on the Don and Mike Show. They're just men, flesh and bone.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big messy bush contest.
Oh, boy.
We've got plenty of girls now. I think we've got 7 or 8 girls coming in.
That's going to be an interesting show.
They'll be displaying their wares, and we will pick the 3 neediest participants.
Very good.
And each of those gals will get permanent laser hair removal from their bikini area.
Great.
Courtesy of Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute. Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute offers guaranteed permanent body hair removal for all skin types. Call 1-800-228-7959. Remember, if a hair grows back, you come back for free.
Yeah, show them the hair.
Each of the bikini laser hair removals tomorrow is worth $1,500.
Yeah, baby.
So it's a good prize. All the girls and their gardens will be in here tomorrow. For the record, based on my earlier sermon, I'd like to point out, a lot of people have called and hit me to the fact that I forgot Hitler did kill himself. So technically, Hitler would be below the jumper today.
Yes.
Since Hitler not only killed many, many, many millions of people and was an awful man, he also killed himself.
We appreciate our listener feedback.
So he's on the absolute bottom rung, looking up at the guy who jumped from the bridge today.
A very controversial statement you're making there.
Thank you.
Hitler bad.
Buzz.
Okay. The mystery of the missing Oscars isn't over. It's far from over.
Well, no, it's not that I was saying Hitler was bad. Of course Hitler was bad, but Hitler killed himself, and I forgot to mention that. That's like, you know, 2 big strikes against the big guy. You kill lots of other people, and then you kill yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just pointing that out. Just if you want to know how it works, like who gets into heaven and who goes to the other place.
For those people that are actually writing it down.
Right.
And are going to live their life by it.
Many are.
I'm sure there's some that are.
I know. Listen, I know the people that are going to be on the bridge next week.
I know you don't think this from listening to the show. I'm a goddamn religious man.
I know you are.
I really am. Yes,
I know.
I have a very, 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 very strong belief in God.
Yes.
I truly do. I swear to God I do.
I know.
I swear to God.
No one's contradicting that.
I do. I'm just pointing that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is very strange.
Yes, Buzz.
Today in Los Angeles, a civil rights lawyer is meeting with reporters, and he promised to bring one of the 3 still missing Oscar statues with him. He hasn't said yet where he got the statue.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
That's the civil rights lawyer.
Yeah.
But the news conference.
Civil rights lawyer Donald Ephraim.
Stay cool, everybody.
He's meeting with reporters about one of the Roadway Express workers who was arrested for the theft and then released. The lawyer says that employee was held for 2 days without a warrant ever being issued. Held for 2 days to give the police chief time to get back to town for the big news conference.
Hey, when you just said warrant, made me think of something.
We're warrant.
Hey, wake up, Dynamite. Rock and roll.
So this lawyer, obviously representing the Roadway Express worker who was apparently falsely arrested, also has one of the missing Oscar statues, and we don't know why yet.
Well, that Jack Valenti, that guy, that little troll-like guy, he'll be upset.
Once again, somebody's craving for chocolate has landed them in big trouble. Yesterday, we told you about a guy sentenced to 16 years in prison for stealing a candy bar. Today, it's the story of a man who's accused of stealing a $9 chocolate Easter bunny.
That's BS.
It was a Godiva bunny in a department store near Columbia, South Carolina. Police say the man never actually left the store with the bunny, but they say he did take it into a dressing room to eat it.
Oh, God.
The evidence?
You can eat it.
He ate one.
Just eat it. Eat one.
I'd like to use your dressing room, if I may. I'm going to take my other gifts that I've had in my shopping bag and go into your dressing room to wrap my lips around this delicious piece of rich Godiva chocolate.
Something smells in here, Mr. Bird. I don't think that bunny rabbit is made of chocolate.
Nonsense. It's delicious. It's a delicious chocolate confection. Eve, where's that brown?
The evidence? Yes, an empty wrapper found on the dressing room floor.
Wrapped in foil, just the way I like it from my oven.
This $9 bunny may cost the man nearly $900 in fines.
Hey, this bunny that Raymond Burr was eating, do you think where the eyes go, they have little pieces of corn?
Look at those delicious little corn eyes and the little peanut tail. Yum, yum. That's good, bunny.
Snickers, meanwhile, is packed with peanuts. And about that guy who got 16 years for a Snickers.
Yes.
After the worldwide outrage about the case, the district attorney there in Tyler, Texas, says this man, Kenneth Payne III, has 10 prior convictions, including 3 felonies. Now, this guy was on parole for felony theft at the time he stole the candy bar, allegedly, from a convenience store. The DA says Payne was offered a plea bargain that would have cut his sentence to 8 years, but he rejected it. It was Payne's second chocolate offense. The first involved a bag of Oreos.
That was delicious.
This concludes the chocolate segment of the program.
Oh, here's the guy right here. Hold on. Oh.